Hello, I'm Patrick Travis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites Review of Open Fist Theater Company Presents Brownstone, playing now, January 24th through February 28th, 2026. Brownstone's deceptively simple and well-executed storylines with a deeper message around places and the passage of time resonate largely through the performances of a game ensemble and clear direction. Brownstone tells the story of two couples and two friends living in the same historic brownstone apartment in the periods of 1937, 1978, and 1999. One is a couple from 1937, a wealthy heiress named Davia, played by Chelsea Spirito, who dreams of painting in Paris, and Stefan, a common man played by Matthew Goodrich, a charming newspaper man, form a romantic relationship in New York approaching and during World War II. Two friends in 1978 with dreams of stardom, Dina, played by Rosie Byrne, is a white woman with some light familial connections to the industry, and Amber Tiara, who plays Maureen, is an African-American woman with no connections at all. They live together in the brownstone as they try to break into the entertainment industry. And lastly, a couple living in the space in 1999, Jessica, played by Jade Santana, and Jason, played by Isaac W.J., are both having great success in their careers and relationship, but an unexpected surprise changes everything. While there are male characters in this play, the main ones being Stefan, the guy who works for the newspapers in the 1930s, and Jason, the business guy from the 1990s, the majority of the characters in the play are female, and the focus is on their specific frame of time their storyline is going on. A major push in this play is female agency and the limitations they possessed at the time, even with the advantages. For example, the character Davia in the 1930s is a wealthy white woman, so she has wealth and status, but as a woman, her job's prospects and what she can actually do and who she's allowed to marry are still very limited, though more than others at the time. These examples of advantage and disadvantage are sprinkled throughout the play. The production does a good job of telling these stories and showing these contrasts without it being forced. It's smoothly included into the narrative, so much so you could completely be engaged on the surface level of the dramatic conflicts and not even register the underlying subtext, which makes the ending of this play so much more powerful when really connecting the dots. And the playwright, Catherine Butterfield, doesn't hold your hand with this, and I really appreciated that. Jan Monroe's scenic design in this space was incredible. Visually, it's a compartmentalized, fragmented building space that mirrors the various eras, but in a way that also speaks to the idea of memory. Looking at this design is like looking into the brain of the space, if that makes any sense. Besides the artistic and thematic aesthetics of Monroe's design, the occasional use of a wall to transition scenes faster was also a nice touch to progress the story. Matthew Goodrich is better than good. He was great in this as the character of Stefan, the accent and the fun flirtations between him and Spirito, some excellent exchanges between the actors, and tasteful period-appropriate outfits in their sequences. Jade Santana, who plays Jessica in the 1990s section, made every moment matter. A terrific ensemble. It really worked in the scenes, particularly at the beginning with simultaneous movement, not just for show, but with the story in mind. I give Brownstone at the Atwater Village Theater an 8.5 out of 10. It's a great show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater. We are in the process of organizing LA Theater Bites Live. If you're a local musician or theater act in Los Angeles and interested in performing, you can reach us at latheaterbites@yahoo.com. The rampant over-militarization of our country, what's going on in Minnesota, is just one more example of things going way too far. Let's keep the drama to the stage. This is ridiculous. What's going on? Do your research. You can donate to ACLU Minnesota, communicate through social media, donate to local organizations in the area, call your elected officials, let them know this is unacceptable. It's been unacceptable for way too long.